Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
This has been perhaps the most significant week news-wise, politically.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the last 5 years, without a doubt. Right? An explosive press conference came out on Sunday. General Mkhwanazi, we spoke about it on Monday. And then I mentioned that the president would be coming back the following day because he had matters to attend to. Well, he did come back. In fact, he came back on a commercial plane because Inkwazi yatatazela. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
When he landed, mom didn't necessarily address anything, but that is in character with President Cyril Ramaphosa. He likes to get to the ground and he likes to get the details and the facts first and then only come out and make a pronouncement. What's, however, I guess worrying is the fact that right now, the minister was accused, Senzo Mkhunu, still in his position. No suspension, nothing. He hasn't voluntarily stepped aside either. And also, the commissioner, Mkhwanazi, there's nothing there. Now, there are murmurs that there may be charges that emanate because an oath of office was breached here and there, etc. and so on. But we haven't seen that. And a lot of people, I think, were expecting the president to have addressed one or two of these things, even though he's not implicated himself, right? So what happens is the accusations implicate the executive arm, but obviously the person who's at the helm of the executive arm when it comes to policing is the Minister of Police. For me personally, there are two things that I think a president would need to address, right?
Right.
He certainly would need to speak to the National Commissioner about how it is that a press conference like that was allowed. And as you've heard, the National Commissioner has now started doing interviews saying things like, well, to be quite honest, I didn't sign off on the disbandment of the political killing task force team, right?
Yeah.
And indeed, he didn't. What he did was he received a letter from the minister instructing him to disband it.
Mm.
That's very different from signing off on it. It's an instruction.
Yeah.
And then you act on the instruction. Now, a lot of people will say, yes, but he's a commissioner. He's in charge of what happens in policing. Yes, that is true. But policy informs action.
Yep.
And then you got to act based on what the policy says. And the policy is obviously always executed by the executive arm.
Mm.
If I'm President Cyril Ramaphosa, I would want to act against something like that. It's not necessarily disobedience, but it's somebody getting out of hand. And just like we spoke on Monday, there is some sort of ill discipline that I think people need to be taken to task for. Even just a matter of speaking about an ongoing investigation. That's one. The second thing is, if you don't act against your minister as well, it puts the entire executive now, I guess, in jeopardy. Because you look at them and you go, where's the credibility? You guys can get accused of something so, so dire. And all you do is you come out and say, nah, nothing happened, and that's it. And then lastly, just in terms of leadership now, as the citizens, we always look to our leader for guidance. If you are saying nothing, and this is the fourth day, man, it's exactly what we've always been saying, that this president does not like to act.
If I may come in this, is just remind me about the division of power. Because yesterday, the National Assembly Speaker appointed, or Parliament appointed, three committees to look into the allegations that Mkhwanazi made. Would that not be with the advice of some sort from the president, or is it just separate when it comes to the powers?
Didn't they also say that they are waiting on the president?
Yeah. So there's the executive, there's the judiciary, and the legislature, right? Legislature acts in its own accord because parliamentarians can say, hey, for example, Speaker, let's have a debate about this. And the Speaker can decide on that, on the legislature side. Once the Speaker has decided, then the executive would probably need to act because Parliament cannot act on anything that is executive-based, right? They're not the head of the executive. And that action would then need to be ratified by the judiciary, for example. Let's say they need to go to court, etc. and so on. So the thing that needs to happen is the person that we voted for, the person that is our leader, because that person is the person that we look to. He needs to say something. and tell us whether, even if he's saying, I'm investigating, I'll get back to you.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He said he's with aware.
No, he just said, statement. He just said, I'll deal with this when I get back.
When he's back now, he's going to start dealing with it.
It's been 4 days.
You said yourself, sees Uguti, he has to still do some fact-finding. He's met, we understand, he's meeting with the commissioner to get together all the facts and all the findings and all. Are we expecting to already speak?
Yes.
By just arriving?
Yes.
You know what? I think Ramaphosa, looking at his trend and the way he addresses things, I think his lack of what I think it is, maybe coddling us to tell us what's happening. I think it's a strategy to not elevate Mkhwanazi's briefing in a way. By just pulling back in terms of his response. Because it says something when a president has to quickly respond to something.
Yes.
I mean, give an example. It's completely different. But when the building in Marshalltown burned down.
Yes.
And 77 people died that night. Because it was international news. CNN was reporting on BBC. Ramaphosa was there that night. So he knows when to respond to things. I think he's just not trying to add weight in that way to the
My
story.
Issue with that though, Kat, sorry to interject, is that he sometimes weighs in on matters that are frivolous. When it comes to the big matters, for instance, I'll bring you back to the SANDF matter where, you know, it was spoken about for weeks on end, Uguti, we're ill-equipped, we are not well-trained when it comes to our military and so on and so forth. That is a matter of national security. Till today, we haven't heard from the chief in charge, right? So as the CIC, you haven't said anything about the SANDF. Again, when it comes to policing, this is a matter of national security. Again, you are saying absolutely nothing. For me, matters of a building that has burnt and people have died, I see you. Yes, you speak on it. Yeah. But in this instance, this is huge. Yeah. I want to hear from you.
I definitely agree with him, Paul. You see, on the SANDF, we've always known the SANDF has been broke for literally almost a decade. I remember being at 702 speaking about these guys. They can't even service their jets. What we shouldn't do is we shouldn't report that. That's just silly on the media side. But this is a sitting commissioner coming out and saying there are mafia elements within the state policing. That's something you've got to address immediately. Because every day we go to a police station. There's somebody getting robbed today and they go into a police station. Now, if that person has no faith in SA policing and nobody has said anything about it, 4 days is a very long time. Very long time. Give us a chance and let us know. Do you feel like we're being unfair to expect the president to speak out? Or should he rather wait and go on a fact-finding mission, as Juliet says?
He did. He spoke out already, I maintain. When he spoke on the same day, when those bombs dropped, he released a statement from the president.
Yes, he released a statement, and then he also did an interview, but that's... Nah.
But now he needs to still find facts and...
Nah.
Ah, Sizwe, sishonelwe mfethu, sishonelwe, ake simnikeze chance, ake simnikeze chance, sabhekene nento yakamabuza manje, umabuza usishile emhlabeni, i-vice president, asimnikeni chance u-president.
Awawawa, isto sakudala njena. Ayayayay. Gege, that's just an excuse. Gege.
Yeah, no, president is very chilled. President is very chilled to a point where you'd actually look at yourself and ask yourself if you are overreacting. That's how too chilled he is. And I don't think in any, and this is not the first instance, in many instances, he doesn't recognize the urgency of the situation. Because as a leader, every incident or situation is different. You look at it and determine, you know, how should I respond to this? We're not dismissing the fact that he still has to sit down with all of them, establish the facts. But there's what we call preliminary facts. You just establish at the basis of all this. Mkhwanazi called a press conference under whose power or authority
you
can deal with that. There's these accusations against Minister Mkhulu. We can deal with that. You know, like, let's everybody suspend it while I do my preliminary fact. That's doing something. But he has no urgency of anything.
100% correct. If I came here, for example, and I started accusing management of all sorts of things on air, live on air, yes, they may want to go investigate if these accusations have any kind of veracity, but they'll take me off air. You got to take me off air first and then do this. What if Mkhwanazi calls another press conference with a shangri bomb foods? Then what? You see? This is the problem here. Now, I understand President Cyril Ramaphosa has been put in a very difficult position, right? Because if he doesn't act, it seems as if he's tolerant of insubordination. However, if he does act, because he'd have to act on both, not just one individual, otherwise he's demonstrating some kind of bias, he knows that he's going to lose favor with the public. The public is very squarely in Mkhwanazi's side. And if he were to act against Mkhwanazi, regardless of whether Mkhwanazi deserves it or not, he's Omkhalela. So he knows that.
You know, Cyril Kismakaling, he's going to be surprised. Everything is just a surprise. He'll be shocked at all of these revelations, as usual. So, nah, I wouldn't count. Nah, I wouldn't raise my hope, anything on Cyril anyway. Yeah.
It is so unfortunate. Our president is not responsive to our issues locally. But you can tell that he's not our president, but he's a president for something and some people out there. Because if it's international involving foreign nationals who are illegal in the country, doing the crimes, he's there to comment at the blink of an eye so that he can please his masters. Whereas we keep voting for him. Himself, Cyril Ramaphosa, should have been long time being arrested for money laundering, but that never happened. So why do we now are surprised that he's not even responsive to the allegations, which is not even allegations, is proof, the substance to what General Mkhwanazi has said. And most of our people share that sentiment because they have personally experienced the frustration and the blows that General Mkhwanazi alluded to.
And to prove to you, Juliet, that this thing requires some kind of attention and statement, two people have spoken about this. Abangahlangene Hlangan, Phile Mbalula is the SG. Not even in government spoke about this on Tuesday. And then SARS Commissioner Edward Kiesvetter spoke about this.
Mm.
Now, that should let you know, Uti, at least people in leadership realize that something must be said. Albeit, again, they're not the right ones to say it.
Hey, Tinangwe, it's your president. It's a he is still shocked. He's going to respond. Inhliziyo yakhe icishayama. Usazo responda. Nikezeni 3 weeks, bandla.
Ew.
After that press conference, honestly, I thought this was going to be a state of an emergency, but clearly it's not. It's not treated as an emergency. So that means then we just sit and wait for the president to come back and, yeah, and address. Oh, but no, honestly, I am so disappointed. I actually thought this was going to be like intoye pota pota, you know? But yo, the way he's chilled, it's honestly raising eyebrows. Why is the president chilled after such a statement? I hope Lakona, we are good.
He's already back, by the way. The DA is going to open up charges against Minister Senzo Mkhunu today, they said.
Well, Ramaphosa is useless. Yabona, dala ba useless lo muntu loyo. In fact, I would u useless for Yongin. U useless for abantu abasevayo. But for himself, his circle, his family, he's very useful. Yabona. So I don't expect him to act decisively on this matter. In fact, he's known for many years. I mean, Ramaphosa has been out of politics and part of the white monopoly capital.
Aibo, o president wethu uchilled ngempela. Let me take you back to the start of COVID. Makutholakala the first case e reported la South Africa. Wathini u president wethu? Remain calm. There's no cause for panic. And then what happened? Had we taken steps then, I don't think South Africa would have experienced the amount of deaths that it experienced. No, Uchild kakhulu. He should have spoken out by now. I feel he's just too relaxed. Whether it's a strategic move or not, it's not a good one. I personally feel it's not a good one. He should have spoken out by now. We should have heard something of substance from him.
But as somebody is saying, maybe he was caught off guard. So sabitoza. Because like I said, this is not an easy thing to maneuver.
Ah, especially if somebody comes addressing people with dressed up all with...
It's tough either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
nabosisi sizwe niyamsukela nje uRa Maphosa bafethu niyamazi ukuthi uthuli uyithulele akayingeni into eSouth Africa naye neCovid iphelile akasho nelo wayithulela.
Wee.
But I share the same sentiments as Sizwe and Mpho, right? As soon as the bombs were dropped, the presidency's office was supposed to go fact checking. And yes, he released a statement. It holds no weight because you just said, okay, I heard him. Calm down. I'll deal with it when I come back. You're back, dude. Like, ubuyile. What are you saying? What's your stance? How are you going to handle this whole situation? Because these allegations are not small. They're very big, all right? So, I want to know. I feel like now we should have heard from the president and action should have been taken already. Like, 4 days is a very long time to sit. Gwinda, bengaga, angeke.
Sega, buil.
Ay, honka palafala. Honka falafala. That dog, I can see respond because Honka palafala. Lowa balona shedding in what in a document. Yagababu usondo. Askages of good. What were the findings? Agaga 8. Honka palafala.
But the findings were made public, Jay. You can go read the document yourself.
Your angers in Bonnie, a president, NJ. Our president is such an avoidant. He avoids confrontation. He avoids dealing with serious matters. Like, uzo I brush her off, nje, abe sweet, abe calm. Oh, nkosi, I'm like, busin zeni Jehovah to get a president like this. Like, we actually need to sing the song for him. Uti uyangena, uyadidizela, uyikwala. Like, kanjani, guys, how are you leading a country when you see uti we are in shambles and you do not address the country, you do not get on the ground and do the work and fix your country.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.